Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Trying to help out the text line. This comes from the 918. Dang it, I missed the parlay. Anyway, you can text it to me. Kelce touchdown, Bo Nix interception, and Rashee Rice over 77.5 yards. There you go, 918. That's our Chiefs Friday parlay. It ain't a Friday on this show if it ain't Sean Smith joining the show. Big Daddy Sean, fellas. How we doing?
Fellas, it's do or die donkey week, fellas. Mm. Everybody's nervous out here. That's the word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the street.
Yeah, I am kind of nervous about this one. Are you?
Well, you know, if you're going to go through the deep freeze way, I don't really think we're going to really be nervous. I wouldn't be nervous. It's just that Mahomes has to be on the field longer than Denver Broncos. Okay. All right? We can't let the Denver Broncos, Benito, and all them pass rushers they got over there get to Mahomes. So we got to protect the baby.
How do you stop Benito from being Benito, if that's possible?
Run screens.
So that means you want to see a lot of Bashard Smith this week then?
Yep. Run screens, go tempo on them. Get them tired.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that this week, Sean, is kind of go that hurry up offense. Keep the offense moving. I was watching, I don't know what it was, something the other day, and they were talking about a football team running a play like every 15 seconds or so and keeping the pace up, and it kind of went in one ear and out the other, and then you now say that. I love that philosophy. Speak from a defensive lineman perspective. If a team's moving the ball like that and going hurry up, what that does to you guys?
Well, because we don't have time to substitute. And sometimes it's hard. The defensive coordinator is going to take a longer time to get the call in. You know what I mean? To get the call. So then you end up being in your base package. And let's say they got 15 yards on the play just before. You didn't get a chance to substitute. They might get a 15 or it could be a home run touchdown play the next play. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of as a defensive player, I hate it because, shit, I can't catch my breath in between plays.
Right.
Especially, you know what I mean? You know, tempo, you got to hurry up, especially if it was a long, it was a pass rush, and he got the ball off. Now you got to hurry up, get set, try to get the call. Mm-hmm. Then that's when you get the miscues.
Sean, you mentioned playing with tempo, and I want to ask you, because you played there, what's it like playing in that high elevation in Denver when you have that sort of tempoed offense?
Oh, man, the elevation in Denver is different. The altitude, it's hard to breathe, but, you know, you get some of that good Colorado packing you before the game, you know, and hey, you be all right. The two B special. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick it up after the show.
You know what I mean? Oh, don't worry. Hey, don't worry. I got a product coming for Kansas City. So hopefully everything goes smooth. We go make it to the playoffs and we get a game at home. I might be coming out with something in the works with my guy.
All right. We're very interested and we'll help you with that as well as we talk to Sean Smith here.
Don't worry. It'd be a nice, whatever the pop-up is, don't worry. We'll have to do a live show from there.
Okay.
I hope it's next to a Quick Trip.
How much do you hate go ahead.
But no, on a serious note, this is a big game. Not only just because this game right here is going to be really, I can put it like this, do or die for our season right now. You know, like I said, earlier in the year, it's not panic. We know it's late. It's November time.
Yeah.
So this is now when teams get ready. You know, if you're going to the playoffs, you know what's going on. Right now, we're trying to make that run, and I feel like we can go on that run. Yeah. As long as we limit the mistakes defensively, now this is when Chris Jones has to show why we pay him all this money.
And that's where I am this week, man. Sean, as we talked to Sean Smith, former defensive tackle for the Chiefs, and I keep looking at Chris Jones and I'm going, do you have it anymore, dog? I mean, like, are you going to go out there and do it, or are you going to be this guy who's out of position at the end of the game and Bo Nix slides for a first down to ice the game? Like, I need Chris Jones to be Chris Jones the rest of the way. I don't know if he can be it.
I think he can't. I think he has to trust the guys around him. That's the biggest thing. If you look at him, I look back and watch the All 22 and watch him somehow. I don't think he trusts Kalafafis and the other guys, Aminahu sometimes. I don't think he trusts them all the time. Not saying that he don't like them guys. It's just that the fact trust that he's going to be there, and he feel like he got to go make the play. So that's why he'd be out of the lane.
But how do you get into that mindset where you do trust those guys, and you do just, as Bill Belichick always said, do your job? Because I think that's when Chris Jones does, you know, get exposed, is when he doesn't do his job and he's trying to do somebody else's job, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, because I think that's out of frustration. You know, I used to do it myself sometimes, be in the wrong gap sometimes because, yeah, I'm trying to make a play. everybody's relying on you to, you know, you the big name, you the run stuffer, you the guy that's supposed to bring the energy and be the game changer. And when you don't do that sometimes, it's just you're trying to find a way. And you can't gamble. It's just like, you know, Jerry Jones, he gambles. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Right? Yeah. You got to make sure when you gamble right.
Mm-hmm. How do you get inside Bo Nix's head?
Me, personally, I'll just talk about the whole O-line. I'll just talk about everything. I'll talk about Sean Payton, about him getting a divorce, talk about the movie, everything. Just I would say all types of things, even in the headlines in the media, because this is a big week, so I'm going to make it more spicy just because the tempers are going to be flying. I think it's going to be penalties this game, more and I ain't going to say personal foul, but it's going to be penalty game.
So you think this will be like a chirpy game, like back and forth?
Yeah, it's back and forth because it's a rivalry game. You know what I mean? And right now, they're running, they're controlling the division. And we get this puts us back all the way in the race.
Whose record, you know, says, I mean, whose record says more about themselves, Denver 8-2 or the Chiefs 5-4?
Chiefs 5-4 because the schedule is different. We played a harder schedule. You got to remember, we're playing a harder schedule. Okay. And also, Denver was in games when they should have lost. They should have lost to the Jets. They should have lost like five. They should have lost a couple of games in a row.
Yep.
But they end up finding a way. They should have lost to the Giants. They was losing to the Giants by 3 touchdowns with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And they win the
and that cost that guy his job now.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It also goes to show you that they were doing that against inferior teams to what the Chiefs are. And I do believe that if the Chiefs just go out there and play their game, they're going to win this football game. But my big concern is Patrick Mahomes going to try to, you know, throw it down the field if that's not there because of the rush? And is Chris Jones going to do what he needs to do in order for that defense to be successful? I really do think it comes down to Mahomes and Chris Jones in this game.
Yeah, but also I'm gonna tell you the X factor. Nick Bolton needs to show up.
Yeah, he
and
does.
And the coverage, because in coverage he's a liability for us in coverage. Can't let the tight end run free on seams and drags. So he has to be on cue.
What would be your opinion of this Chiefs team if they lose in Denver?
If we lose in Denver, the season's not over. But we have now, I mean, shit, our backs are really to the wall. We have one more game to lose, maybe one or two more games to lose to still get a shot, to have a legit shot at the playoffs, but you don't want to lose out to another team like the Jaguars because we lose out because they beat us.
Right.
You know what I mean? End up sure. having the same record and we lose out because we, you know what I mean? Then we really hate that. But, you know, we just got to play Chiefs football, smart football, win all three phases, offense, defense, and the special teams, then also the coaching. It's also going to come down to coaching, too. Who's going to outsmart each other? Sean Payton's a great coach. He's been around, won a Super Bowl. So has Andy. And, you know, these coaches know each other. So I think it's going to be a great matchup all the way around. Great divisional matchup. Good game Sunday afternoon. And, I mean, shoot, at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm going to ride with my Chiefs. I think my Chiefs pull it out. 35-28, somehow or another. You know what I mean? Hey, I got a chance to really sit back this week because high school football is over for us. Mm. No playoffs, but we won last week. We won in overtime, so we finished the season 5-5. Still a good season, you know. So we got a lot of young kids coming back. It'll be interesting. Time for me to get my recruit hat on.
That's right. Now you
get that NIL money out there.
You get to sit in that recliner and enjoy the new product and all that sort of stuff.
Most definitely. You know what I mean? Most definitely get to enjoy the nice product, you know. My team, my guy, shout out to my guy, Reggie Harris, man. Mm. Great guy. Doing good things out there, House of Kush. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
I used to have a friend named Reggie back in the high school days. Sean, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you.
Not that Reggie. Not that Reggie Earl. Not that Reggie Miller, man.
It was that Reggie Bush, man. All right, brother. We'll talk to you next Friday, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
That's John Smith there for us here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll continue to roll on as we dive through. A little bit more time left as we talk about the Chiefs game coming up and are joined by Drew Nixon on the roundtable. Joe Burrow's back. What more better time than to have Drew Burrow come on the show and talk to us. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in it on a Friday morning here on Fesco and Dusty 96.5 The Fan. It is time for the roundtable. Drew Nixon joins us from Cody and Gold, or I should say, who is it today? Logan and Gold today on yes. on the show. Binkley and Gold today.
Yes, it is Logan and Gold today.
I do like that. Logan and Gold today. Are you excited? Joe Burrow's going to come back and play safety for you guys,
dude. I am pumped up. I you know what? It doesn't matter wherever he's needed. I think he played a linebacker or safety in high school.
Well, he needs to play that
small
now.
Forward on the court.
Yeah. He needs to help out wherever he can.
I'm going to tell you, getting him back is not going to change the fortunes there in Cincinnati.
Probably not.
I would absolutely 100% trade him in the offseason to the Jets and take the draft picks and use it on defense, because it doesn't matter who the Bengals have as quarterback. It just doesn't. And it's proven it this year. They're scoring 35, 40 points a game. And they're still getting their ass kicked. Joe Burrow is probably the biggest outlier when it comes to a guy who probably should be traded and doesn't really help his team get better.
It's crazy. Like how bad on defense they actually are, because they're somehow worse than they were last year, which they were like the worst defense in football, where it is. I don't mind, like, people bringing it up. I think you're well within your right. And there's, I guess, accuracy to the take of, well, it doesn't matter if Joe Burrow plays, because look at what Joe Flacco's doing.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow still, he adds a level just from a locker room standpoint where, In fairness, like, I think with Joe Flacco's not winning these games, where Joe Burrow was dealing with the defense similar to last year and led him to a winning record, it just feels different when Joe Burrow's in the room, I think.
Sure.
But from the standpoint of, hey, look, Joe Flacco at 42 or whatever he is still putting up 450-yard games, career highs. Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue against they need Joe Burrow to go on and win the whole thing. Yeah. I totally understand it.
I'm glad you actually have that mindset, quite honestly, because the Jets have the picks right now. They need a quarterback more than anything. Would you take 3 first-round picks for Joe Burrow right now? Because if you're the Jets, you have to make that offer to Cincinnati.
I would say no, just because from the standpoint, and the standpoint being, I think that he is the best quarterback they've had in franchise history. And you don't let somebody like that go unless they want out. Like, very much so, we could see next year, let's say, I don't know, Joe is really good again, but the defense is still bad and they miss the playoffs again. And for whatever reason, he's like, you know what, guys, I want out. Then at that point, of course, you do what you got to do. But and it would suck from a fan standpoint, but I wouldn't let him go for 5 first-round picks. I know that it sounds crazy, but he's the best quarterback they've ever had. It just feels like that's a guy that you don't let go, and it doesn't matter whether it's Joe or Lamar or whoever the case is.
What if he gets hurt again? Then is it time to move on?
And that's a great point by Dusty. The guy's hurt all the time, too.
Like, I know that he's had unfortunate with whatever in his career, but, like, if he does, let's say he finishes this year, looks like Joe Burrow, one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league, top 3 quarterbacks in the league, but then next year you come out, week 2, gets hurt again.
Mm.
Is at that point you're like, okay, this is just not working out for us?
I think that's something that I don't know if maybe, I guess, as a fan, I don't want to admit that, but I think it is something where if it is one of those freakish type of injuries, ligament injuries, whatever the case is, because it's been
an ACL, turf toe, and a wrist.
Yeah, which and the wrist was one of those freak injuries that never happens to anybody.
So he needs to go to QC Kinetics. I'm not kidding. I mean,
but I think that if it's one of those injuries again, even if it's like a calf issue, because he had a calf issue in training camp last year, it ended up being okay. But obviously with a calf, you're afraid of the Achilles and all those other things. Mm-hmm. If it's another ligament injury, I think you kind of have to consider it, given, I don't know who would want him, though, given the situation. If he's consistently hurt like that, plus the contract he has, it'd be tough to probably move off of that. But I think that's something that I don't want to admit it, but they would have to consider if he did end up getting hurt again.
Yeah. All right, how you looking at this one this weekend? I'll give you the same question that I gave the guy in Denver. Bo Nix, your thoughts?
He's for some reason, it doesn't seem like he's that great. Like, there's moments where you're like, okay, yeah, this guy's a legit quarterback, and he could be a top 15 guy. I thought coming out of the draft, his ceiling was top 15 quarterback. Like, Derek Carr was his ceiling. Of course, Derek Carr is probably still better than he is, just from the standpoint of he was on track to win an MVP. Bo Nix isn't going to do that. But he's inconsistently consistent, I think, is the way that I would describe him. you don't know what Bo Nix you're going to get.
And that scares me.
And that happens every single week where you might, like in this game, Bob, he might hang 300 yards on this defense. I would be stunned. I don't think that's going to happen. But that Bo Nix, he could be peak Bo Nix, or he could be the other version of peak Bo Nix, which is he throws for 72 yards, no touchdowns and three picks. And you're like, yeah, this guy, how is he starting in the league right now? It feels like that's the way I would describe him right now.
Yeah, it's really kind of tough to get a read on him. And look, I think this is the most important regular season game Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have ever had together.
I would say yes, I agree. Obviously, it's weird because it feels like it's a big game, but not from the standpoint of, oh, it's to clinch the one seed. It's to win the division. This is to prevent people from freaking out.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, if you will. Yes.
And I think that if they lose this game, they're 5-5. And yes, sure, they could go on ahead and run the table the rest of the way because the schedule does look a little bit more favorable for them just down the line. But if they're 5-5 through 10 games, they're out of a playoff spot. It's one of those what is happening moments right now, because we have the best quarterback, we have the best coach, we have the best defensive coordinator, we have some of the best players at their position. What exactly is going on right now? I think it definitely is a big one from that standpoint.
Because you told me in passing, you think this is going to be a messy game.
It feels like it's just going to be an ugly football game, because I think Denver's defense is just so good that they're going to make it really difficult, and Bo Nix is not good enough to take advantage of that and make it a game that Denver ends up winning by a touchdown or two, just because the defense is so good that this is going to be one of those like 20-17, 21-20 games. It doesn't feel like it goes beyond that, just because I think Denver's defense can do enough to be in the game. It's just whether or not the Chiefs can win a close game, which they haven't been able to this point.
Yeah.
I think this game is interesting because Denver's 8-2 and the Chiefs are 5-4. And I've asked this question to a lot of people all week. Whose record says more of who they are? The Chiefs 5-4, or the Denver Broncos being 8-2?
Man, I think it's difficult because obviously the Chiefs at 5-4 are still the Super Bowl favorites. And, right. And you're like, this doesn't make any sense. And then Denver's 8-2, but it's like they're finding a way to beat all these teams, but they're ugly football games a lot of the time. I think the record maybe says more. I'm gonna say about the Chiefs at 5-4, but not from the standpoint that they're not a good football team, but from the standpoint of the luck hasn't necessarily been on their side, and all they need to do is execute a little bit more down the stretch, whether it's getting a stop on defense or finding a way to be ahead in a game and making it manageable enough where Patrick Mahomes can go and end the thing and not having to worry about it. I think that this Denver being 8-2 and a fake 8-2 is more, I would be more concerned about the way Denver's playing even with the record than I would be the Chiefs, because I think the Chiefs are close to figuring it out where all of a sudden the floodgates open and it's a win after win after win.
Would Denver be the best team in the NFL if they just had like Sam Darnold as their quarterback?
Yes, I think so.
So this game, J.K. Dobbins and Pat Surtain II are not going to play. What's more important for the Chiefs that's missing? J.K. Dobbins being out or Surtain being out?
I'll say Pat Surtain, just because I think, and J.K. Dobbins has had a great season to this point. I think R.J. Harvey, the rookie, has done a really nice job of coming in and playing well. But when you are missing one of the best players at their position, and Pat Surtain's probably top two, if not he's at least top three, it feels like something where you look at Riley Moss, and at times he's been barbecue chicken for some of these wide receivers. And not that the Chiefs necessarily have that guy that can make those plays. Maybe it's Tyquan Thornton deeper or something like that, because Rasheed plays so close to the line of scrimmage. It doesn't, not that they can't take advantage of Riley Moss and his inefficiency as a corner, but you don't have to worry about a player that, like, it's like if the Chiefs didn't have Trent McDuffie. There's a sense of relief if you were the Denver Broncos, if that was the case. I think the same is kind of there for the Chiefs, or at least should be, if with Pat being out.
But the counter to me is they still have that defensive line that already has, what, 48, 50 sacks or something like that on the season this year. Does it really matter if Pat Surtain's not there, if that defensive line's wrecking it? Because for me, when he asked us that question earlier, I'm like, I think it's the running back. I think it's J.K. Dobbins right now, because this defense is still good. They can still get to the quarterback. And my concern is that, like, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to have time to take advantage of Patrick Surtain being out of the game.
I think, and that's the argument where over the course of the time, I don't remember exactly how many games Pat Surtain's been out to this point, but they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah.
To your point, Bob, when defensively you're able to get, whether it's Benito or Allen or whoever it is, they're still effectively so good on defense that even without Pat Surtain, they still look like an effective unit where, you know, J.K. has been good enough for them where it feels like it's weird. Bo Nix he's been worse than last year, but the offense collectively feels like it's better because from a personnel standpoint, J.K. Dobbins is there. RG Harvey they bring in. Troy Franklin out of Oregon is taking another step in developing. Why is Bo Nix not being a little bit better?
Mm-hmm. And they have a good offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line is still great too. Yeah. It's very confusing. But I get the argument for J.K. Dobbins, because even after, what was it? Was it an ACL or was it an Achilles? I can't remember. But either way, him being back off of the injury has been so effective. Now you're just relying on one guy, which I think, to the point of the way that the league has kind of shifted with going to two running backs at a time, Denver's has to rely more on RJ Harvey, mm-hmm, instead of just having the tandem of backs. I think it's a good argument.
So you're a big college football nerd, and we'll finish up with the NFL as well. But this weekend slate, better than we might think. Tonight, Louisville, Clemson. We like Louisville in this game. We like Minnesota with the points as well.
Yep.
And their matchup against Oregon. Mm-hmm. Mac's team has a 40.5-point spread against, I think it's like New Mexico State.
Let's go. But let's go, Mac.
What's a bigger matchup in your opinion? Texas versus Georgia or Oklahoma, Alabama?
In terms of the college football playoff picture, I think that the Texas-Georgia game is actually a really big one. I think also the headline of Arch Manning has looked better progressively as the season's gone on. If Texas loses, though, they have three losses. Traditionally, there's that hard line in the sand of 10-2 versus 9-3. 10-2 is an SEC team. You're automatically in because you're in the SEC. 9-3 last year, we saw Alabama miss. We saw Ole Miss miss. We saw South Carolina miss out. Mm-hmm. All of them were 9-3. So it feels like this is it's not just must win for this one for Texas. It's they got to win out the rest of the season. You're going between the hedges against a Georgia team whose defense has not been very good. They're not like a traditional Georgia defense. I mean, it feels like Texas. I think Texas is going to win the game, actually. But this one, I think all eyes should be on just because it's Arch Manning, playoff picture. Sark, who knows what's going to happen to him? He's been rumored with NFL, with moving to the NFL and all these other things.
Oh, NFL rumors for that guy?
Tennessee?
A couple weeks ago, I think he was asked in a press conference if he's been in contact with the NFL, and he quickly was like, I'm not talking about this, or no, I haven't been. So I'm not talking about this.
Well, I mean, Spags yesterday was asking, I'm not interested in the Giants game, I got the Broncos. You get the point? Like that comment from Spags yesterday was like, we're not talking about this. We're moving on. I'm not going to the Giants. We're focusing on the Denver Broncos. But Sark to the NFL? I don't think
it fits.
I don't either. That's why I'm like, oh my God. I don't think many college coach. I think Marcus Freeman fits in the NFL. I've heard Ryan Day's name being bantied around, but a year ago, Ryan Day sucked.
We talked about Dan Lanning maybe making the jump.
Maybe Dan Lanning could potentially, but I think really other than I'm looking.
I wouldn't leave Eugene.
No chance. If I'm Dan Lanning, I'm leaving that. You know, and I know if Drink ends up going to Penn State, people are like, bring Dan Lanning home to Missouri. Why would he go to Missouri as opposed to
reason.
Oregon?
Not a chance.
Not, a chance. No. Not even in the same stratosphere. But I think Marcus Freeman may be the only guy that I look at in college football where I say yes to the NFL.
I think that's a really good poll because. Thank you. I do think it is interesting when we talk about quote unquote like leader of men, if you will. Marcus Freeman feels like he's that guy.
He's that guy.
He's more of a player's coach, but also he feels like a guy that could lead an NFL team, and it makes sense. Even Dan Lanning, to a point, he's taking his shirt off in recruiting videos, jumping in pools. It doesn't feel like an NFL guy. Where Marcus Freeman is like business and business only, and he cares about his players and wants the best for them, but also he knows when it's time to flip that switch and be the guy that he needs to be as a head coach. It feels like he would be the only guy.
I think the other thing that's important with him too is he has the back of veteran players.
Yeah, you said it earlier in the week.
Look at his recruiting class, and it's all like, former NFL players' kids are going there. I think like Plaxico Burress's kids going to Notre Dame.
Ryan Clark's kid has
been
there.
Ryan Clark's been there, and like I think that is more important than I think people look at, because you could say, well, there's still college kids going to a college team, right? But like if their dads are like, hey, this guy can teach you this and that's coming from me, I would think that that would carry over in the NFL as well.
And I think I know that a lot of head coaches like previously played, of course, in college. And I think that makes an impact. But for him to be as good as he was a very good player at Ohio State. He was a part of that coaching staff with Urban. Like he was involved with Urban Meyer and all of those things. It just hits a little bit different, I think, when you've been a star player at a school, when you've been a good player at a school that has won national titles, you've been a part of a coaching staff that is one of the best in all of college football historically. I mean, Urban Meyer, like love him or hate him, he's one of the best coaches ever. You're getting a lot from that coach where now he takes what he knows and is making his own flavor out of it.
Yeah.
And he's winning at Notre Dame more than Brian Kelly ever did. It feels like he's the right guy for that Notre Dame job. But also, yes, if he were to make the if he were to make the jump to the NFL, then I think a lot of teams would be lucky to have a guy like that, and would be wise to go for him.
Sark to the I'm still just blows my mind.
He take those pants to the NFL.
I don't think Sark fits at all in the NFL. I think he if he fits anything, it's college. I don't,
because wasn't going back to Marcus Freeman. Weren't they talking about last year that Ryan Day was possibly going to get fired?
That's
and then
right.
Ohio State was going to bring Freeman.
And now
Ohio.
A year later, they're saying Ryan Day to the NFL. And, you know, it's amazing how one win, you know, and winning a national championship.
It's college football, man. It's wild.
The NFL gives me like Dayball vibes. Like I don't, or Gannon vibes in Arizona.
It does feel like he, I think, and this has not anything to do with like historically what's happened to Sark, but the whole report that Brian Daboll was going off on Matt Kafka or on Mike Kafka or whatever it was, it feels like Sark would do that to to an assistant where like, if something's not going right, he would flip a lid over that assistant or whatever's going on, where it's like, dude, you need to relax a little bit, like calm down. It feels like he's that coach where, again, talk about disastrous situations. You see your coach going off on an assistant like him, and you're supposed to be composed in this situation. You're the head football coach, you know?
Yeah, I just don't think he would have the credibility in the NFL. I think players would look at him in the league and go, nice pants, like you had mentioned, and, you know, I mean, just look at the whole body of work, and you're just like,
nice.
I mean, I think right now, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic, I think the University of Texas is the fourth best program right now in the state. I mean, it's behind Texas Tech with their money. It's behind SMU with their money. It's clearly behind Texas A&M at this point in time.
It is really interesting when we look at what jobs are better than others in college, because I think there's this shift going on where, and Penn State's realizing it in real time. You fire James Franklin because you weren't happy with not being able to beat good teams or whatever. He had the fifth most wins out of any coach in the last 5 years, I think, or whatever it was. You're not going to find a coach that's better than him. And instead, what you've done is, well, we can go get Kirk Cuccinetti. Well, Cuccinetti's getting paid because you can win anywhere now in college football. Matt Rhule got an extension at Nebraska. You can win anywhere. Jeff Brohm is getting an extension at Louisville. You can win anywhere in college football.
And the funny thing is, you know, you say you can win anywhere at Nebraska. It's like, I know you're young, and it's like,
yes,
you would have said that 30 years ago. People are like, this is the premier program, and now people are throwing Nebraska into the you can win anywhere, which just tells you how college football has changed. I mean, Indiana's number two in the nation, for God's sakes.
I know, it sounds ridiculous to say, even though it is my home state, the best that they'd ever done until Kurt Cignetti was 8-4, and I think Kurt Cignetti is that program. Like, if he were to leave, they would go right back to where they were.
Oh, you do believe that. It's not the NIL.
So I think NIL is a part of it, but I do think from the standpoint of being a really good college football coach and being, because I think there's something to wherever Nick Saban, not that him leaving made Alabama worse, but I think collectively we can all agree that they're not as good of a program, consistent, whatever it is, because Nick Saban is not there. I think the same thing kind of was with LSU, where they went through a little rough patch when Nick Saban left before, you know, Les Miles figured it out and got things going. I think that's the same with Indiana. Or if Kurt Cignetti left, they'd go back to being maybe 6-6, 7-6, but it all depends on the coach. I think because now college football coaches, I think, represent the program more than the players do from the standpoint of just, you might have guys that commit as freshmen and then bounce after their freshman year, or you got guys, the roster turnover is insane, where the college football coaches make up the programs more than a quarterback makes up a team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I just think it's interesting. Plus, I also will say this, not to throw shade at Missouri, out of the local coaches, because you mentioned Drinkwitz. I wouldn't be surprised if Drinkwitz left after this season, given how things have gone. If Florida or LSU comes calling, I think he leaves. I know they don't want to hear that, but it's all up to Lane Kiffin. If Lane Kiffin decides to stay at Ole Miss, I think Coach Drinkwitz gets offered one of those jobs, whether it's LSU, Penn State, or Florida, because Lane Kiffin's the number one target. If he stays at Ole Miss, then all of a sudden, Eli Drinkwitz's name is going to pop up more at the top of the page, and who's to say he won't leave just because he's a great recruiter? You can be in Florida. He feels like a Steve Spurrier type of coach. I think it just fits a little bit more in Florida for him. But
if he does leave, what does Missouri do?
That's where I would be freaking out if I was a Missouri fan. Because
says Brian Kelly.
You know, I wouldn't wish Brian Kelly on Mizzou. I
don't know how much. This is the thing for Missouri is, I don't know how much money they have. Where if James Franklin hasn't taken a job yet, I would throw everything I have at James Franklin if Coach Drinkwitz left. But what I worry about for Missouri is the portal window is open from the 2nd of January to the 16th. If Lane Kiffin, let's say they get eliminated on January 10th, and he says, you know what, no, I'm not going, and then they offer Drinkwitz and he leaves, That's a 5-day window in the portal for Missouri to not to keep players on the roster, hire a head coach, and then try to get players in the portal again before it closes on January 16th. So it's a very tight window where if Drinkwitz leaves and it's in the middle of January, that Missouri's program could be hurting next season just from the standpoint of the of where the portal window goes. Mm-hmm. Also, who knows what coaches are hired at that point? Like, they could be in a tough spot if Drinkwitz leaves, I guess, depending on when he leaves.
So going back to your area of focus, which is the AFC North, Baltimore winning that division?
I think so, yes.
Is Burrow back before they play the Ravens?
Before they play Baltimore, no.
Because they play the Steelers, they play the Patriots.
Yep.
Got to win both those games, you think?
I don't think so. I think they need to win one of the two.
Because they go, Cincinnati goes Pittsburgh, Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Yep.
Yeesh.
And I think Joe Burrow is on pace, it seems like, to be back on that Thanksgiving Day game against the against Baltimore.
Not next, but a week from Thursday.
Yes, yeah. So I think that if they can beat Pittsburgh this weekend, it doesn't matter what happens to New England. I think they got a shot at the division because Joe Burrow said it this week, even in his availability. I think the only chance, the only chance that they have, I think, of making the playoffs is winning the division. I don't think two AFC North teams get into the playoffs.
No, so I don't either.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to win the division. And Lamar's been, he's been iffy with practice this week. It'll be interesting to see how the carryover continues the more that he gets hit with all of these games. He's going to have to play in every single one of them for Baltimore to make it. I think Baltimore still wins the division, but if the Bengals beat Pittsburgh this weekend, then I think there's a potential chance.
Chiefs beating Denver?
I think Denver's going to win the game. I think it's 20-17.
Mac, that's your boy. That's your boy over here. Somebody said Mac's voice sounds different. That's hilarious. So you think they lose this game, but that the season's not over?
Oh, no. Okay. I think it's crazy. Before this season, and I didn't think it would go exactly this way, I picked the Chiefs to be 5-5 after 10 games.
Mm. That's funny. I remember
and
that
then,
topic.
And then they would win, and then they would run the table, and they would win every
Did
game
you say
afterwards.
That audio?
I'll have to go find it.
Because I remember that discussion.
It's in
That's
our
funny.
I'll go find it because I saved the segment as a preseason predictions, but I said they'd be 5-5 and then they would win every single game after that. I thought they would win the division. It seems like a far stretch if they lose this one, obviously, to Denver, but I think that's still potentially the case here where if they lose to Denver, then they beat the Colts and I think they could get hot and they would be, regardless of where they're at, the hottest team in the league going into the playoffs, which would scare the living daylights out of anybody in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we appreciate the time, Drew.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
You got it.
It's Drew Nixon of 10 to 2 with Cody and Gold. Normally today it'll be Logan, a.k.a. Logie Berra, and Alex Gold and Drew Nixon, and that is the roundtable presented by KS Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch ticket, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000, plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. Coming up on the other side, our Richards of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right, we're back at it. Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, as we do every day, or every Friday, I should say, at this time. It is the Richard of the Week. We take a look at some people who made asses of themselves this week.
Let's do it.
Get bent. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. What the hell was that?
I'll start it off because everyone's going to hate me for this, but my Richard of the Week are all of you asshats out there that think you can play better golf than these people that did it on the YouTube Invitational.
Yes.
My gosh.
I've seen a lot of that.
Dude.
It's crazy.
So annoying. All these guys that are out here complaining about the cheating that happened last night with Mo having the slope on, I 100% think that was the case. There was an incident where Paige Spranik was stomping around the ball in the rough. Can't do that. I understand. But it's funny because we get keyboard warriors all the time. Right. And you get all these guys like, oh, this person shouldn't even be allowed to play golf. This sucks. I'm trying to cheat. I guarantee you, you're the one that's fluffing your ball in the rough. You're the one that's taking your ball out of a divot, which, by the way, is cheating. You cannot do that. But you don't play that golf. YouTube golfers don't play that golf either. So enough with all this criticism of something that's been fun, that's been entertaining, and then, of course, always ruined by a few. There's always a few bad sunflower seeds in the bag. But again, like all these people that sit back with a fun event and just cannot have fun with it have to be like, such an, like Binkley was watching it last night, obviously because Paige Sporanek was involved, but he was sending me all these screenshots of like the live feed of comments. And I mean, just some of the worst things you could possibly think of were being said. And here's the funny part. Paige Sporanek would beat every single one of those golfers and it wouldn't be close. And she'd play from whatever tees you want to play from. So again, just relax, have fun, enjoy something that's different and fun. I get it. Not everybody likes Barstool. Not everybody likes Bob Does Sports.
Then don't watch it.
Exactly. But why watch and just be negative?
Well, that's why I've like basically divested myself from the social media world, because that's what it is. It's just all negative, and that you on social media are better than everybody else. And you know, you see that for, you know, baseball or football or basketball. Everybody thinks that they can go out there and do what these athletes are doing, and the fact of the matter is you can't. No matter how good you think you are, you're not going to go out there and do what any of these athletes are doing in any sort of professional sport. And so you got to kind of keep that in mind. But again, also too, I mean, social media is where people go just to be negative jerks, and so that's why I pretty much cut it all out of my life. It's not worth my time to sit there on social media and hear what people have to say, because it is negative and that hurts toxic. My brain. You know, yeah. Exactly, Mac. It's toxic. And I don't put myself in toxic situations. I try to remove myself from as many toxic situations as I possibly can. Social media is a toxic situation with a lot of people that have sad lives. And it really is. They're trying to make up for their sad life of being, you know, friendless. That's the only thing I can think of. And I hate to be harsh by that, but like, if you're on there and you're hanging out on social media and all you have is negative things to say, maybe look in the mirror. Maybe that's on you.
Mm-hmm. I was just impressed just now at how well you pronounced toxic situation three
toxic
times.
Toxic situation really good. Is very, very you hard kept going, to pronounce.
Like, the taste of your lips so prominent. From the 660. No, I'm better. I promise.
Mac, who's on your list today for Richard of the Week?
I would say this happened I think it was the second night when we were in España. We were at a restaurant and this huge family, obviously from America, walks in. I say obviously just because.
Well, because they were acting like jerks.
They were loud. Yeah. They were jerks. They were.
They stand out like sore thumbs. When you go overseas, you start to see what Americans are actually
doing. It was embarrassing.
Okay, good.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. I was like, God, because now I'm being associated with them probably.
Yeah.
And they were getting upset at the server for not being able to clearly communicate with them. This server speaks no English.
You're in their country.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, they weren't doing the speaking English stuff.
Well, they don't know what they want to get. They don't know the answers. They can't go past. They're trying to count. They've got eight people with them. They can't count past Trace. So
maybe that's not the best vacation for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, let's go to Spain where we don't know any exactly. Spanish language. Yeah, you know, mad at a bunch of people.
Take a week in Florida.
Yeah, Destin would have been awesome.
Yeah, Destin would have been fantastic. Ransom. Man, Port Aransas would have been fantastic.
Like, I bet they went to the McDonald's and got a beer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you
go to Floribama, I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's a fun place, dude.
It is.
Sure, but that's maybe more their speed. I mean, if you go to a foreign country and you're mad that they don't speak English, the foreign country's not for you.
Seriously,
it just isn't.
I was I shouldn't be flabbergasted, but I was just taken. I was like, damn it. Come on, guys. What are we doing?
So they were rude.
Yeah, they were rude. They were loud. They were snobby. I'm trying to think if they were arrogant, but more than that, they just felt like they deserved, right? Arrogant. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, arrogant Americans. Yeah. It's why the folks in Europe are like, please don't come here anymore.
Exactly. I'm like, damn, dude, you're putting this name out for all of us.
Somebody said, the guy said, I'm better, I promise. They said, good to see Drew's taxi at the end of the show. Can shoot 72 from the members tease in Augusta.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
That's awesome.
But no, that you got that experience too, because yes, they're very, very timid about, you know, they'll take our money, but you know, our behavior is not.
You guys don't have a chalupa on the menu?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
Where's
exactly.
the Nachos Bel Grande?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys got any of that cerveza?
I'm like, oh no.
Well, that happened to me. I was at Libations on a date and these people came and like hoarded our like right behind us, and they were like, you guys have Tito's?
Yes.
And
every
like
bar
the bartender was
Tito's.
Like, but they don't. And the bartender was like, well, we have different vodkas. We have like, you know, these, and we also have, do you have a Bud Select?
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, Bob. And the bartender goes, I'm sorry, sir. This is Libations. I'm aware. Apparently you're not. And so we got a free huge table because these people were behind us and wouldn't stop asking Bud Select. And then he goes, then the last question, I promise this is a real story. He goes, do you have Sprite? My wife likes vodka Sprite, like Kettle One and Sprite. I was like, Llewellyn's is right there.
Yeah.
Bricks is right there. Stewie's is right there. Like, you walk into Libations, you're going, yeah, this is probably going to be about $15, $16 cocktail. It is what it is.
It is what
it's
it is.
It's called Libations.
Yeah, you got to know going in.
It's not called Bud Selects.
I mean, that's on you. That people always use the, and I'm sure you guys would agree with this, the customer is always right. No! No!
I got sent home from Jack Stack one time because I got an argument with our pre-shift meeting. The manager's like, customer's always right. I said, they're not.
No, they're not.
And he was like, what's that? I said, they're not always right. And he's like, an example. I was like, how much time do we have? You know what, Dusty? I can already tell you're not having a good day. Get out of here. I was like, thanks.
See ya.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the customer's not always right. It just isn't. All right, mine comes from actually the airport world, shockingly. Oh. This, I mean, every week you could just do a search for, you know, behavior on airplanes. This one actually affects Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Four congressmen flying to Washington, D.C. had their plane diverted to Kansas City after another passenger got too rowdy and maybe too political. Four senators, representatives from Arizona, they're going from Phoenix to Washington, D.C., were all seated on an American Airlines flight from Phoenix to D.C. Wednesday night when a disruptive passenger forced the aircraft to make an emergency landing in Kansas City. FlightAware showed that the plane had been up in the air for more than 2.5 hours before landing. While the passenger was behaving unruly, it remains unclear what exactly she did to prompt the diversion. Once the plane parked at the gate, KCPD boarded the plane, escorted her off the plane. Another passenger got the video, which is great. Sorry, folks. And that was it. And the plane went back up and on their way to Washington, D.C. And the reason I continue to do this with the airline industry is because we are now getting into the travel season where everybody's going to be going places. Everybody has somewhere to be this travel season, whether you're driving, you're flying, whatever you're doing, however you're going, whatever's going on, you getting to your place is no more important than anybody else getting to where they need to go. It is not your airport. It is not your flight. It is not your security line. If you're going to be a Richard at the airport, you better be getting there 3-4 hours early if that's the way you're going to behave so you can take all the time you need to get through that security line. Being late, that's not my problem. The plane being delayed, not my problem. You've got to find a way to control yourself in travel. The airport brings out the worst in all of us. It always has. The holidays at the airport bring out the worst in all of us.
Oh, yeah.
But you are now, with your behavior, having impacts on thousands of other people that are trying to get where they need to go. And so if you're on an airplane, if you're in public transportation, sit your ass down and shut the F up and let the plane or bus get to where it needs to go, because there are other people that lives are being impacted because of your behavior and your selfish attitude. Sit down and shut up.
Kiss my ass. It is our last thing we do today. It's our score prediction, and it is brought to you by Bet365. The getaway to big wins is coming soon to Missouri with Bet365. Bob, go ahead.
35-0 Chiefs. Let's go.
Mac?
Shocker. 27-17 Chiefs.
I'll take 28-14 Chiefs. Those are our score predictions brought to you by Bet365. The gateway to big wins is coming soon to Missouri with Bet365. Boys, we're here.
Biggest game that we've seen with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
I am sports horny. I know that I'm hard. I am so ready for this game. I hate Denver with every fiber in my being. Mm-hmm. I hope they lose. I hope they talk a bunch of stuff and they don't get through with it. Yeah, dude. I almost did it. But, man, I don't know how much more I can bleed out my hatred for the Denver Broncos. I hate John Elway. I hate Mike Shanahan. Jim Rome called him the rat because he was. They put Vaseline on their jerseys. They cheated. Terrell Davis stole the Neil Smith Band-Aid over his nose. John Elway looked like a horse. Denver cheats. They're terrible. Their stadium sucks. The incomplete chant sucks. F Denver, Kansas City, go be the team that you can be. Go rip the heart out of their fan base. The hell with them being 8-2. The hell with you being 5-4. Show them your trophy case and let them watch the video one more time of John Elway handing that Lombardi trophy to Patrick Mahomes with tears coming out of his eyes. And his belt. I don't even know where I'm going with this. F Denver, go Chiefs. Let's I've had enough.
Yeah, let's do it. Just go out there, take care of business, show everybody that you are. Everybody believes that you're the best team in the NFL. Everybody believes you're the best team to have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl. Go out there and do it. It's pretty simple this weekend. Go show the world why they have faith in you.
Go be Patrick Mahomes.
Go show the world why they have faith in you. And go out there and beat the Denver Broncos and send a message. It's time.
I want Andy to gel his mustache.
I want Andy to get a handlebar mustache.
I hope he does, man. Go.
You're right when you say show the world, though, Bob. It's not just us. The world has them favored 3.5 points. They believe in Kansas City. So should we. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Show the world how good you are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Somebody says Elway's Steakhouse sucks. I'm gonna end there.
Is that still open?
Yep.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody this weekend. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Get your damn leaves done. Coming up next, it's Logan. It's true. It's Logan. It's gold and it's true. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.